This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
You're listening to, and this one's introduced by, on 3CR. A program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by an artist who made the album. Brought to you by Mars, Matt, Molly, and Luna. Thanks for listening. And this one's introduced by...
Hi, my name's Tallulah Grace, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Nowra, Melbourne. I released my debut album, Chlorine, earlier this year, and it's a project about nostalgia, coming of age, and falling in love. I started playing music when I was a kid. My first instrument was the violin, and I think the violin and all the string arrangements really influenced me a lot when I was producing the album. The album was all recorded DIY myself with the help of lots of friends. And having the ability, I think, to play the violin and add my own arrangements to the songs really allowed me to express myself and feel like I really had a big part in the sound of the songs. I could have worked with a producer, and I'm definitely interested in doing that in the future, but I think for my debut project, it was really a good experience to be able to learn how to do everything myself and really understand how an album like this is made. In the process of making the album, I was also playing in a few other bands around Melbourne, playing violin and guitar, and the experience of collaboration in that sense was really great, and I managed to make a lot of friends who then came in to play on the album. My friend Sol, I've played in his band and learnt a lot through him about arrangements. Because I didn't study music, it's been really good to have a band and have a lot of friends who did study music. They've taught me a lot about professionalism and things that you probably do go to music school to learn, but I've just learnt through working with them. So Sol played guitar on Fox, which is a song on the album, and he's also a DIY singer-songwriter, so it's been really cool to play with him and learn how he goes about things differently. And I also play in a more collaborative project called Ashfelt, which is more electronic, which definitely is quite different to the style that I normally go with. So working on that project concurrently with making this album definitely opened my eyes to new ways of working and using a DAW like Logic or Ableton and how those two things work differently. And it's definitely cemented an understanding of myself that I prefer analog recording and analog instruments. That's definitely where I came from and, yeah, what I feel comfortable with. So working with someone who's so much more in the electronic space and, you know, can stay up till 1 a.m. Just making beats was really interesting and really, like, expanded my understanding. And they're definitely things that I would consider working with on future solo projects. I recorded the majority of the album in my childhood bedroom. I would just put the microphone in my cupboard and... you know, move all the furniture around to get the good acoustics. And then things like drums and, you know, instruments that needed a bigger sound, I would just take a few steps and go into the living room where I needed a high ceiling. Definitely a learning curve doing all that myself, but I now feel super confident engineering. And something like drums, I did initially get help on the engineering with, but my friend, who is also my drummer, was super great at sort of working on it with me and working on it together. I don't have a natural understanding of the drums, so that was probably the biggest challenge in doing the engineering myself. They're obviously the most complicated instrument, and there was definitely a few re-recording sessions after going back and looking at the waveforms and realizing they were totally messed up. But yeah, Aidan Marinelli, who played all the drums on the album, is super great at collaborating. Often I would bring him a track that had a pretty bare bones idea of the drums, and he would be able to really make it his own He's a trained jazz drummer, so you can definitely hear that influence in his drumming. Lots of ghost notes and a really good understanding of where to bring the song up and where to step back and let the sort of songwriting sort of be in its own space. Otherwise, I played a lot of the instruments on the album myself. So a lot of the guitar, mandolin, pretty much all the string instruments, really. I rarely delve outside the string family. Like I said, my guitarist Sol played the electric guitar in Fox, which you can definitely tell, I think, that it's a different sound to what I would have played on that song particularly in comparison to the rest of the album. My bassist Dylan Jepson played bass on Kids at Play. I played bass on all the other songs, but I just felt like that song really needed sort of the bass to be the rhythm section, which was the reason I chose to get him in. He'd also been travelling, to be fair, for a lot of the other recording of the album, so he wasn't able to come in. But it was really interesting to think about which songs needed a certain instrumentalist to come in and which songs needed someone that wasn't me to sort of give me something new and add a new perspective to the song. And my friend Jacobus Barnard, or Kobe, is also a trained jazz saxophone player. So he did all of the sax on the album. He also did the bass clarinet, which you can hear in Chlorine. When my sister first heard that song, she's like, "What is that frog noise in the chorus?" Which is a bass clarinet. And that was really awesome to have a friend who could bring all these different instruments into the mix and was also really great at collaborating with me. I could bring him a simple chart and he would have all these ideas, especially because I'm not naturally trained on any like woodwind instrument. It was really awesome to work with him and collaborate in that way. I also got lots of help in for the piano. So my dad played piano on quite a few songs, movies, New Bird House. He has a naturally quite, I think, slightly more dramatic approach to the piano than I would take. Obviously, I'm not super skilled on the piano. And every time that I would give him a song, he would come back with a part that had really changed the song quite fundamentally, which obviously the piano is, you know, that sort of instrument that is both rhythmic and melodic, and it makes a big difference in the song. And my keyboardist Alice also played keys on Chlorine and Kids at Play. And she definitely has a more simplified approach, which I think really works on these songs that are more intimate and personal, that just need piano or keys as like a gentle touch to sort of add to the whole sound of the song. And then I also had a few friends sing some backing vocals. So my mum sang backing vocals on Chlorine and Grace, which felt very fitting because they're both songs that were inspired by her. In the end, I think it's changed a lot in the sound that it had playing live versus being in the studio. When I initially wrote it, it was far more of a ballad, sort of dramatic on the piano. And I think I was more leaning into the inspiration for the song, which was a book called The Stranger by Albert Camus, which is a pretty depressing book about sort of existentialism, absurdism, a man on death row who is sort of contemplating the meaning of life. And after I read it, I was thinking a lot of sort of about how love can sort of interfere with our ideas of death. The main character in the book has this relationship with a girl called Marie, who I would say he doesn't treat her very well, but when he's then in prison, he's sort of reflecting on what their relationship meant. And I don't have it as much anymore, but I used to have a lot of anxiety about death that I think was very affected by also being in love. And feeling these like two sort of extreme emotions of anxiety and then like contentment and like a fear of loss in that sense. So that was sort of the original inspiration for the song. But as it sort of evolved, it grew into more of a true love song. And the idea, the chorus line, "If they're going to let me want you, they'd better let me haunt you," was sort of definitely influenced by that idea of having to let go and then accepting that in the end, that, you know, you just have to know that you will lose it and continue on being in love. And when I ended up recording it, I think that sense of optimism came through in the instrumentation. And when it for a long time didn't have any drums or percussion. And when I brought those in, it really felt like it transformed the song into something more hopeful. And then also, of course, bringing in the sax added such like a life to the song that I really loved, and made it feel super alive and, I think reflective of the themes in a different way. Fox is probably one of the most folk rock pop songs on the album. It's pretty upbeat and it's not really optimistic at all, but the sound of the song is sort of dramatic and it's quite fun to play. I actually wrote this song as part of a sort of challenge I used to give myself, where I would do like a random word generator, give myself 10 words, and then set a 15-minute timer and just write whatever I could. And I know as part of that challenge I ended up with the sort of opening guitar riff and a first verse and chorus melody. I ended up sort of changing pretty much everything probably about the first 15-minute draft. But I love that challenge to sort of get me out of my head and just into a more like intuitive way of writing. I tend to be quite a slow overthinking writer. It takes me like probably minimum a year to finish any sort of song. I like to think very deeply about, you know, random word choices that probably no one else will think that hard about. But this song, I think because of the way that I wrote it so quickly, it felt like it came pretty naturally, which is a really fun way of writing songs that's different to what I would normally do. The metaphor of being hunted or looking for more at a relationship. I think I loved that idea of vulnerability that comes with that sort of dynamic. I think it's pretty common idea that there's always an imbalance that you have to work through of wanting more and then wanting to be wanted. That I felt like the imagery of animals and predator and prey really captured in like a fun, dramatic way in this song. And then in terms of the instrumentation, those sorts of like eerie guitars felt like they fit pretty well. And that was always an initial idea I had that then I followed through with, and it worked really well, which is always amazing when that happens. And you don't end up with like 50 million drafts of different sounds. And my friend Saul Hopkins came in to play the guitar, which made a big difference to the song. And yeah.
A cat is at my window with blood along its chin. A fox went running towards the door. Is it dark down in the backyard like before? It's where I prey upon my baby, where I stay until it's done. When he leaves me like a love that's gone too long. Oh, keep a little to me when I'm running down your back.
I wrote Chlorine very much as a response, or not even an active response, I think more of a subconscious response to a song called Song for Our Daughter by Laura Marling. I just learned that song on guitar, so I think subconsciously it's definitely following that sound. I think she does it in a different, she doesn't drop D tuning, which Chlorine is in standard tuning, but her sort of chordal arrangements, I think, are so cool and definitely made me want to write something similar that plays with guitar in a really interesting way. And then sort of lyrically, I think it's also a response to the idea of coming of age and then, looking in the mirror and realizing or saying something and realizing that's exactly how your mom would have said it. I've definitely had these conversations with lots of friends with like, oh God, that's exactly something my mom would have said. Like, and I think that's definitely sort of an early 20s experience of turning into an adult and realizing you just can't really escape the influences on you and whether that's good or bad. And I love my mom. I'm very happy to be inspired by her. But I think it's a bit of a scary feeling, no matter who it is, to feel that you've been so shaped by someone else. It can sort of challenge the identity that you've had. So I think the song's sort of playing with that idea. I loved the imagery of the pool. I had my 5th birthday party at the Northcote Pool, so that was what the ideas that were in my head when I was singing that first verse and playing with the idea of childhood. I find the pool is like a very nostalgic place, especially as an Australian, I think. You have those mandatory days at the pool and there's this sense of like an endless summer that you can look back on as a kid.
I'm 11, I've been living in the shade behind the trees, where the grass is very yellow, the pool is very green. I'm worn out like the weather I'm wearing through your town. I'm sticking to the level on which you're driving me. was getting clear. Was it you within the mirror?
When I was writing New Woodhouse, I had the first verse and nothing else for a long time. And it took me ages to sort of entwine the opening lines of looking in a house and feeling like you'll never be able to afford one into my everyday life and finding something meaningful that I can draw out of that idea. Obviously, any young Australian is faced with the housing crisis that we have. The song ended up being less sort of a miserable pining about that fact, which, you know, we could do many things to change, and more about the idea of, I think it's a love song really, of finding friends and a relationship that are more meaningful than an investment property, basically. But I think that balance of like longing for something and longing for permanence versus enjoying what you have and enjoying the new experiences is like a very central part of my life right now, and also when I was writing the album, learning how to balance those two dynamics of wanting to leave versus wanting to build a home. I don't know if anyone has ever fully managed to figure that out, but this song is sort of inspired by that idea.
Feeling that I'll always know you. Don't need some ground to be really proud.
I wrote the song Sadie when I moved into my first ever share house. I moved into it with two of my childhood friends, and I've been friends with Sadie since meeting her at the lunchboxes in prep, and we've stayed friends ever since. And I actually started writing the song more because I wanted to write a song with a name in it. That was like a challenge I had set myself. I'd been listening to all these great songs with names, and I always thought Sadie is such a good name. I loved the way it sounded, especially sung. Like, I'm quite particular about sort of vowels and assonance in lyrics. And so, yeah, started out with that sort of challenge of wanting to use a name, and it ended up in this song that I really love and I think has stood the test of time. I know it's a lot of people's favourite song of mine, and I think it sort of evolved of just sort of a simple song that had her name into something that really reflects the feeling of moving in with your friends, and how it feels like the whole world has sort of opened up. You're becoming your own person alongside people you've known for years. And I love looking back on it as a little time capsule of that time. I love that all our friends can sort of sing the song, and I love that it's real. I think a lot of songs with names are often like just made up, which is totally fine. And when I was writing my name song, I was like, oh, should I just use a random name? But in hindsight, I think it's so cool to have a song about people you know. And my songwriting definitely more and more is just more and more personal. And I think having songs that are honest about my life makes the whole process so much more like enduring. And yeah, it feels really good to have such an honest reflection of our friendship.
Withstand it.
this much. I said I'm not who I wanted to be. You made me dance till I felt 16. So we moved on a lit up floor till I don't mind myself. And I like you.
Grace is one of probably the oldest songs on the album. I wrote it in high school, and then, like all my songs, have sort of slowly chipped away at it ever since. But much of it has stayed the same. I added the last verse quite a few years later, but the initial verse and the initial idea of the song has stayed the same. And it was inspired by the death of my grandmother, who's my mum's mum. She, for many years, lived up in Macedon, and we would drive up every weekend to visit her. And the song is maybe less about the actual process of grief and more about the drive, which I think those two are inexplicably linked. But I think whenever you lose anyone, you notice the sort of routines as well that you've lost. And so I have like lots of memories of the hour long drive to and from Macedon to visit her. And it's like a beautiful, you know, a beautiful town by the mountains. And I think that imagery of the mountains fit in so well with my memories of her. She loved the outdoors and had gone and like hiked the Himalayas and was very like adventurous. And it felt very right to have a song that was about this sort of place. And also about the experience of my mum driving me up there. You know, it's all sort of entwined together in my memory, and I would have been pretty young a lot of the time. Yeah, and I think this is probably one of my favourite songs on the album. It feels, yeah, very true, and like I was saying about Sadie, I love that it's honest to my life and that it has affected my relationships, and I've been able to share it with my family and, yeah, have it sort of be a lasting memory for me. I also had my mum sing a few of the backing vocals on this song, which was really great. And aside from obviously the emotional relationship, I think it sounds so good. And I loved even sending it off to be mixed and titling it like mum vocal. Just the whole process of that felt so just like cute and fun. And
I
This mountain shivers, we stand in the cold. Took something with her, have I ever known? Moon of silver, taking me on. I keep quiet, I keep thinking of something that's gone. Kids
at Play was originally one of the first songs I ever recorded myself, and so it has lots of nostalgia in that sense, but it's also just a very sort of nostalgic song. It was inspired by the first imagery of the song is inspired by the Gippsland Lakes, those ideas of sand dunes and staying up all night was in reference to the years that I would often go camping by the Gippsland Lakes with one of my oldest childhood friends, Rose. And I came back to this song after a few years, as I often do. And during that time, Rose had first moved to the other side of the city, and she's now traveling overseas for work and, living a beautiful life. And I ended up coming back to the song with that perspective. And it's become a song that's sort of about that long distance friendship and the idea of ebbing and flowing and things coming and going, but sort of still having that connection really resonated with me. And I think managed to tie in that original inspiration of the lakes and the water and that place with the relationship that came out of it and this friendship that's managed to stay throughout all these years.
Sand dunes like the curves of a lady, wake me. You get tired with the waves, the arrow. Dreamt all night, you always know me. Could I stay with you? I won't be lonely. 'Cause you changed me like tidal waves, like moons that wane or kids at play. And then you're leaving with empty lines. You go up north. I'm a kid inside, trying to still stay over weekday nights. Where you change me like tidal waves, like moons that wane on the kids at play. Then you're leaving with empty lines. You go up north. Of primrose pressing down on me, moon like we're still out on sand in the summer, chest rising.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM, the voice of the community.
3CR, community radio, giving the voice to the community since 1976.
I think The Fire is definitely one of the songs in the album that I'm most proud of the songwriting. The sort of writing and playing the guitar part was really fun. And the challenge, I think, of writing the melody over the top of the guitar part took me a long time. I had for ages the instrumental, and then tried to find sort of an image and an idea that would suit it. I think the actual image of sitting around a fire, which in my mind it's like, you know, a fire at a house party and there's all these people around that you're like sort of fading to the background and you kind of are just only thinking about this one specific person. That like particular image evoked a lot for me and helped me to sort of develop a narrative for the rest of the song. It's a pretty sad song in the end, or I think it's maybe not even sad, but I think there's a lot of yearning and longing in it. And when I was coming to record it, I really wanted to sort of keep that sense. So I went pretty stripped back compared to my usual style, which is often to sort of add things in until it's too much and then I have to cut back. But this song always felt like it needed to be, you know, centered around the guitar and the voice. And then I recorded the string parts pretty much in one take and kept it really simple. And I loved the sort of, yeah, more acoustic sounds. And I think the idea of like a violin around a campfire fit in the whole, imagery and sound of the song.
Why won't you try?
Thanks for listening. I'm Tallulah Grace, and we've been talking about my debut album, Chlorine. You can listen to Chlorine on Bandcamp and online.
Though they may want you to tread in their trail.
Thanks for listening to And This One's Introduced By on 3CR Community Radio. My name is Molly, and you've just been listening to Tallulah Grace introduce a recent release, Chlorine. I'd like to give a special thanks to Tallulah for being my first guest. Although Tallulah's upcoming shows are to be announced, her other project, Ashfell, are playing this Friday night, the 19th of June. At the Grace Darling with Jarrow and Postures. Tickets are available online. But yeah, thanks again. Bye.
Do you remember what I said? The book I left by the bed. The words that song. Survivor lately I've been thinking about our daughter growing old. All of the bullshit that she might be told. There's blood on the floor. Maybe not. Believe her for sure. She remembers what I said. The book I left by the bed. The words that some survivor read. They may take you for all you had left. You won't be forgotten for what you had not done yet. So you wished for a kiss from God, and you mourn in your childish loss. Innocence gone, but it's not for. What I said, the book you left by your bed, the words that will outlive the dead.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.